Flashpole Podcast, 3 to 10 minutes of banter, brawls, and the black arts thrice weekly. Find it at flashpulp.com or on iTunes.
Empath Studios proudly presents Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Engage!
Day Alcre Hot
Mon Capitan.
Stardate 13301.2.
Set your phasers to start.
Today is a good day to die. Data, later.
Sensors show it's an M-class planet.
Those that rely on luck never win the battle.
Computer, end program.
Shut up, Wesley.
Theoretically, it is possible.
Aruga! Aruga! Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater, Star Trek TNG edition of Mad TV Mayhem. How you guys all doing? Are you guys all down in your bunkers? Are you guys packed behind steel and all the protective layers that science can provide
to protect you from the coronavirus? Well, I'm not, but I'm about to be. I can feel it. My kids' school's been canceled. Gymnastics has been canceled. Fencing has been canceled. Swimming's been canceled. They closed my swimming pool, guys. They closed the gym on my wife. Oh, the chiropractor's closed. The massage therapist is closed. Everything but non-essential services right now, at least in my town, are closed. City of Calgary, which is only about 20 minutes away, they have yet to declare the same stringent state of emergency. However, I feel as though it's only a matter of time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are in COVID-19 2020. We have the coronavirus. I think this is pretty prevalent for everyone. You all have it. Well, you don't all have the coronavirus.
No, that's what we're trying to prevent.
No, we all have it in our cities, our places where we live. I don't think that anywhere doesn't have a case yet pending. So we all know what it's all about. So what are we going to do to combat that doom and gloom on my end of things? Well, this podcast is going to continue the same as it is, you know, Wednesday nights. I'll probably be more consistently having it done on Sunday
instead of doing it on Tuesday night or Wednesday like last time.
So yeah, there's that. But what I'm going to do is, well, we're going to have Tales from the Lang Jan's Bunker. Excuse me. And we already worked on it with my two daughters have already worked on it and come in and started. The concept that I'm going with is name your apocalypse. Tell everybody why you're in your bunker, and then let's get a daily report of life in the bunker with the apocalypse that you foresee going on outside the world around you. So, you know, kind of like we could always pull the Jeffrey Ventura card and be like, there's zombies everywhere. So today I sharpened up all the big sticks there and I like got ready on the fence. And when those dead-eyed zombies came nearby, I stabbed them in the brains and I killed them. And then we went for lunch. I had a ham and cheese sandwich. It was delicious. And we went back and killed some more zombies. So, yeah, I like killing zombies. Something like that, right? Probably more imaginative. So, this is in interest of keeping up their school stuff, since school's been canceled. And all of their fun things like drama. Drama is what's going to hurt. They're still going to do school on the internet, but they are no longer doing any of their elective courses or anything like that. Sorry, I'm just going to grab the microphone here and pull back. My neck is killing me. I've been having neck issues, quote unquote, and I do not have a boom mic set up, so I'm leaning in there. So anyway, pulled that off, and now we're up close and personal. So they're missing out on all the fun stuff, you know, all those elective things that, you know, they can't do on us on online education. So what I have proposed is we're going to be doing creative writing combined with the epic art of creative storytelling and drama. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, drama. So, yeah, my son and my daughter are both in drama, and they do have a play that has been canceled that they'll no longer be able to do that they've been practicing for the last, I'd like to say, 7 to 8 weeks. My daughter is far more upset about it than my son. But then, of course, we have Little Miss Six, and Little Miss Six is like, I am going to tell you my story. So she's told me two stories so far. I'm going to play those. They're only like a minute long. It's cute as heck. They don't really go anywhere. But hey, whatever. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And we're going to do it every day. And we're going to put on the Dog Days of podcasting. I'm going to do a theme, music. I'm going to write something here, put something together in a garage band. Well, I think it'll be fun. It'll be cool. It'll be ever evolving. We're going to try and create something here. Anyway, that's enough rambling. I'm sure we're coming up to what you've all been waiting for, the leaderboard and where we're at. So in the last week's episode, only one out of the four of you playing currently got what I meant. Perhaps it wasn't clear. Now, if it was the leader, if it was Mr. Steve, if it had been you who got it, I would have probably held back. But this person was far enough back, Nutty, I'm talking about you. She was far enough back to warrant the bonus points to make this a closer race. So that's what I did there. What I meant was, what were the character voices, since I didn't announce them, what were the character voices that I had done? Yes, the characters in the scene were Worf and Eli Hollander. I believe that was his name, Eli Hollander. And but the character voices that I did were what I was looking for there. And our Scottish accent, Arg Billy. Hey, it's Charby Hoy, says Hoy. And then we had Little Billy.
Oh, touch you go around over there.
And then we had Smee.
Oh, Captain, I can't believe nobody guessed who I was.
And then, he said Elvis. Oh, I can't even remember what it was, but it was not Elvis. So she got 4 bonus points there, which brings her into third, well, keeps her in third place. She was already in third place. But guess what, Mike? She's 1 point away from taking over second place. So it really hurt you. But both of you are putting pressure on Mr. Steve, and that's good. Shane, you are gallantly taking up the rear here, and you're not that far off. You have 142 points. Nutty has 150. Mike has 151. And y'all are chasing Steve with 158 points. So, hey, it's a race. We're in. We're going. Anyway, all right, enough of that. Let's grab the hat. Let's shake the hat. You know, we have so few scenes left. We are really, really running low on scenes. Episode 19, and there's 24 scenes, so that tells us we have 6 left. Six scenes. Okay, the scenes get 2 characters, so we're going to put that hat back, and we're going to grab the other hat, and we're going to give that a shake. We're going to draw out our 2 characters. Our 2 characters are going to be Tom Later. Oh, we haven't heard you in a little while. All right, Tom Later. Excuse me. And the second character that we're going to be doing today is Menchek Majenovic. So we have Tom Lehner, Menchek Majenovic, 2 characters in the scene. We're going to put that back in the hat. We're going to get the scene ready. We're going to take a sip of this fine high-quality H2O. Shout out to Michael Butler. And we're going to take a deep breath. Shout out to Melissa Bartel. And then we're going to get into that scene. Okay, here we go. No, it's the Somalian coral fish with its fins unfolded.
I believe what you are seeing is the effect of the fluid dynamic processes inherent in the large-scale motions of rarefied gas. No, no. First it was a fish, and now it's a Minotian sailing ship. Where? Right there. Don't you see the two swirls coming together to form the mast? I do not see it. It is interesting that people try to find meaningful patterns in things that are essentially random. I have noticed that the images they perceive sometimes suggest what they are thinking about at that particular moment. Besides, it is clearly a bunny rabbit. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Clearly a bunny rabbit. If you have not been paying attention, it is a rodent with little ears and a cutting tail. And
I'm sorry, I really like Menchek Majenovic and just the way
the words sound when he says things like cloud, and it is geese processes, and things like that, you know, I like it. I like it a lot.
So, ladies and gentlemen, can you tell me what episode that scene is from? Better yet, what season that episode is from? That is what we need to know. That's how you're going to get the points. And then, yeah, that's that. You know what? Let me know in your comments. For Tales from
I can't even remember the name that I tried to give it. Tales from the Bunker! That was the first name, possibly. Tales from the Bunker!
Or Lang Chan's Trials and Tribulations, or, I don't know, TL something. Well, anyway, would you guys like a mini Mad Movie Mayhem game in there? I could do a variation on the idea project that I'm kind of working on. In fact, I could maybe I could sneak something in there. I don't know. What do you guys want? What do you want from content? What kind of content would you like to hear from MPAT Studios that I can incorporate? Because I'll tell you what, if I am at home, and all work is shut down, and yada, 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 I'm going to be probably hanging out in the booth quite a bit and recording, playing around, doing something, because we can't do nothing. We have to do something, right? So I'm going to be doing that. That's going to be a thing, so let me know, because I'll have the opportunity to play around and do some stuff. So, yeah. Ramble, ramble, ramble. That's all I gotta say, so.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page or nimblast.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjazz.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.
Is your home bland, lacking in color, excitement, decoration? If you're looking for something to spruce up your walls and to liven up your decor, look no further than Candy Cane Studios. Yes, at Candy Cane Studios, where every work of art is a journey into the strange, the weird, and the abstract. Every art piece will make your friends go, "What in the world?" and be the conversation starter in those awkward parties you were forced to hold because Great Aunt Hilda took that convenient holiday to the Bahamas, leaving you to do all the party hosting this season. Here at Candy Cane Studios, we understand, and we're here to help. Shop now for that art piece that will make everyone question your life choices. Check out Denise's stuff over on Instagram @laymonsters and contact her @candycanestudios@outlook.com.